You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere. This is your WCQM Daily News Roundup for 98Q Country 98.3 FM and Trail Mix 103.1 FM and 980 AM WPFP in Park Falls.
Civic Media News. I'm Austin Bermain. Here's what Northern Wisconsin needs to know. Brought to you by Marthaler Chevrolet of Minocqua, your trusted hometown dealer for new Chevrolet vehicles and service.
On Friday, April 18th at 8:38 a.m., the Sawyer County Communications Center received a 911 call from an iPhone crash detector indicating that the owner of the iPhone had been involved in a crash and was not responding. Sawyer County deputies, assisted by the Sawyer County Ambulance Service, responded to the location plotting near 6505 West on County Highway B in the town of Winter. Upon arrival, deputies found that a 2016 Honda CR-V that had been traveling eastbound on County Highway B left the roadway while negotiating a slight curve, entered the south ditch of the eastbound lane, and struck a driveway which resulted in it becoming airborne and overturning several times before striking several trees and coming to rest. The driver and lone occupant of the vehicle, Anjani S. Del Real, 26, of Lac du Flambeau, sustained fatal injuries and was pronounced deceased at the scene. The crash remains under investigation by the Sawyer County Sheriff's Office and the Sawyer County Medical Examiner's Office. This Friday at 2 p.m., the Phillips Public Library invites you to grab a friend and join them for Spring Bingo. This will feature some light refreshments and the opportunity to win some fun prizes. Once again, this is taking place Friday at 2 p.m. over at 286 Cherry Street in Phillips. A new ruling yesterday from the Wisconsin Supreme Court dealt with the unique powers given to our governors, and their decision should support school funding for hundreds of years. Savannah Tomei Olson reports.
When he was signing the state budget, Governor Tony Evers used his veto powers to lock in school funding for the next 400 years, and now the Wisconsin Supreme Court rules that was legal. Wisconsin is the only state where the governor has line item veto powers, meaning a governor can just cross out words or punctuation or numbers or parts of a bill and change its meaning. The court was split along party lines. Soon-to-be Chief Justice Jill Karofsky wrote that this move was within the bounds of the Wisconsin Constitution. Meanwhile, Justice Brian Hagedorn said the state constitution does not allow for this power. Historically, it's been used by both Republicans and Democrats. The governor's veto means that school funding will increase $325 per pupil per year until 2425. For Civic Media News, I'm Savannah Tomei Olson.
The City of Park Falls Department of Public Works is reminding all NOLA Cemetery lot owners that all artificial flowers, baskets, and planters should be removed by May 5th per NOLA Cemetery rules and regulations. Articles that are not removed will be discarded. After May 19th, anyone wishing to reestablish items is free to do so. They thank you for your cooperation. The city would also like to urge that you clean up your property at this time. City trucks will be hauling leaves, yard waste, and garden waste left at the curb line or alley from May 12th until May 23rd. All leaves, yard waste, and garden waste must be in bags and set out for collection within that time period. No rocks, concrete, dirt, animal waste, or any material from remodeling or construction will be picked up. The city will also be chipping brush during this time. Chipping of routine yard brush will be done at no charge for any quantity under 5 cubic yards. Chips will be removed unless otherwise requested. All brush must be placed on the boulevard or alley with the butt end facing the street or alley. If you would like to haul your own brush and yard waste, there is a dump site available 7 days a week behind the city garage. Please look for signs. Saturday, May 10th at 4 p.m., the Glidden Fire Department and VFW Post 7300 are hosting their 5th annual Steak Fry. This is $25 and will feature a ribeye dinner with all the fixings and coffee. And there will be prizes on the wheel through the night. Drinks are available at the cash bar. Doors open at 4 p.m., food serving from 5 to 8 p.m. Only 200 tickets are available, and there are limited tickets available at the door. Presale tickets are available. You can call or text Kelly Crom at 715-663-0527. Or John Pankritz at 715-663-1019. Food proceeds go to Fortown Fire Department, and drink proceeds go to VFW Post 7300. Once again, this is taking place Saturday, May 10th at 4 p.m. over on 174 West 1st Street in Glidden. The Republican Party of Wisconsin introduced a new process for replacing local party officials last week. Joanne Krulatz reports.
The new rules were approved by the State Republican Party's Executive Committee in an attempt to cut down on what they call egregious behavior and infighting between state party leadership and local officials and organizers. The new code of conduct requires local, regional, and state party members to treat other party officials with respect, support candidates endorsed by the party, and prohibits harassment of other party members.
I'm Austin Bermain. This has been Civic Media News on 98Q Country. For more news, visit 98QCountry.com or civicmedia.us.
The Brewers blast the Giants. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Baseball last night in San Francisco. Top of the sixth. Bases loaded. Christian Yelich at the plate on FanDuel, Wisconsin.
2-2 coming. Fly ball center field. Back goes Lee. He is still back. And it is gone. A grand slam for Christian Yelich opens this ball game wide open.
It was Yelich's first grand slam in 3 years. Milwaukee went on to win 11-3 over the Giants. A lot of contributions from the crew. Pat Murphy.
Terang sticks out. Yelich sticks out. Those guys were amazing. Bowers getting a start once in a while and hit a homer later in the game to keep adding on. A lot of good Durbin. A lot of good offensive performances today.
NBA, the Bucks losing to the Pacers 123-115. Indiana leads the series 2-0. Game 3 Friday night.
We'll just see. I'm very confident about this series. There.
At Stock Rivers with sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabe. I identify with that film in which there is an implicit reference to St. Francis. Those are the words of Pope Francis, who passed away last Monday at the age of 88. The Pope was referring to the film La Strada by Federico Fellini, which was his favorite. As it turns out, he was quite the cinema buff. The Pope said in an interview about 10 years ago he was always a fan of movies dating back to his childhood in South America, adding that he owes his love for the big screen to his parents for taking him to the theater at an early age. Pope Francis said he identified with the teachings of St. Francis of Assisi due to the themes of love and suffering. Probably no surprise, that was the inspiration for his chosen papal name. Video game adaptations are alive and well, and it seems they will be with us for a long time, or until they run out of video games to adapt. Universal Studios is jumping into said world and teaming up with director Michael Bay and producer Sydney Sweeney to bring OutRun to the big screen. There is no cast attached yet, as the project is in the early stages of development. Will there ever be a sequel to The Big Lebowski? If Jeff Bridges and Julianne Moore had their say, it would be absolutely. Unfortunately, it is the Coen brothers, Joel and Ethan, who seem against the idea. The Coen brothers have not made a sequel to any of their work, although Bridges said they do tend to surprise people sometimes. In addition to no sequels, the brothers also have not made a film together since 2018's The Ballad of Buster Scruggs. When he's not trying to sell you his own products like Aviation Gin or Mint, Ryan Reynolds actually makes films. He starred opposite Hugh Jackman in 2024's Deadpool and Wolverine. Recently, Jackman took a good-natured swipe at his pal Reynolds by telling a crowd at Radio City Music Hall that Jackman was curiously left out of a dance scene in the film. Don't worry, there is no awkwardness. Jackman did assure everyone in the crowd they are bros for life. Thank goodness for that. The critically acclaimed show Heartstopper, which ran for 3 seasons on Netflix, will wrap everything up with a feature film. The show follows the stories of Charlie, an openly gay student, and his schoolmate Nick, a rugby player. Joe Locke and Kit Connor, who starred in the TV show, will both appear in the film, which will also be under the Netflix banner, and will pick up where season 3 left off. If you're looking for something that is a bit mindless, but a good shoot 'em up with a feel-good ending, check out A Working Man. The film stars Jason Statham as a mild-mannered construction worker, single father, and former Special Forces soldier charged with finding his boss's kidnapped daughter. The movie is a bit stereotypical, but seems to throw out one challenge after another as Statham's character works his way through the hierarchy of a criminal enterprise. A Working Man received about 50% on Rotten Tomatoes, which seems about right, but it's a fun watch. The film is now available to rent on various streaming platforms. For more showbiz fun, tune into Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabe, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Partly cloudy and a little warmer today. We'll get to the mid-60s for a high this afternoon. Tonight, a few scattered showers possible with a low in the mid-30s. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy, a few off and on showers with a high in the upper 50s to right around 60. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 36.
That's your WCQM and WPFP Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at 98qcountry.com or trailmix.fm. The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.